High school basketball is on the air.
They get it inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline, and Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
We begin each game day within the paint.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
We turn things over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will to get you set for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. The C29 sub-district finals tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, a great start to your postseason run. A big one the other night over Superior.
Yeah, I thought we were complete in all facets of the game. And that's what we were kind of looking for, a good start and get out to a 9-point lead in that first quarter. And, you know, when you get to this time of the postseason and so forth, you really want to be hitting on all cylinders. And I thought we were, you know, as good as we could be in that situation.
Your defense holds Superior just 11 field goals. You forced 25 turnovers. It was the defense that really kickstarted that basketball game.
Yeah, it was, and we talk a lot about that throughout the season. But in the postseason, those are the teams that are usually moving on, or teams that can defend and you know, keep the other team from getting to the free throw line and making everything difficult. And that's what our goal was, is to, you know, contest every shot, don't allow any second shots, and then that allows your offense some flow. So we got out in the passing lanes to contest, and then we did a good job of running the floor off our defense.
Zach Kitten was the high man the other day. Had 20 points, I think 9 of 13 from the floor ahead. It's a pretty good bonkie.
Yeah, it is, and he's definitely one of our go-to guys in these situations. And, you know, we've been so balanced in scoring. Yes, we've had a guard, you know, Brooks scores, you know, around 15, 16 a game, but our bigs have really been balanced. Boyd and Kitten have just had nice games every time out, and they're double-double guys. Either in any night, both of them could go for a double-double, and I thought Zach the other night was just really aggressive, especially in the second half.
You had nine different guys that scored in that ball game, so your depth really rises the occasion here.
Yeah, it did, and we planned on playing a few more bodies with the pressing style we played. We're more of a three-quarter court to half-court court team. Man-to-man pressure, but we just thought, you know, let's extend it a little bit and try to get some easy baskets, because we knew we were going to face, you know, a 2-3 zone, which, you know, slows the pace of the game down at different times. And, you know, we rattled a few shots around there early in the game. I wish they would have went down, and maybe that's what they're going to do tonight. But definitely, you know, it allows the game to slow down, the defense, the zone defense does. But I thought our pressure defense sped the game up to where we got total control middle of third quarter.
You see Donovan Trumbull here tonight in the finals, 8-13 in the season. They knocked off Sandy Creek the other night by a score of 43-42. This is just a scrappy bunch. We saw them the other night. Tell you what, they're one of the most scrappy teams we'll see out there.
Yeah, they are. They play real physical, and their kids have been, you know, had a lot of wins underneath their belts being carried by last year's group. That group, you know, some of these kids practiced against them every day, so they learned how to be physical in a hurry. And this group here, you know, has been kind of inconsistent from what we've seen throughout the season, but this time of the year, they're scary because they do have some physical ability, and they put it all together at the right time like they did the other night. They scrapped around being down 7 and get the game down to the last 15 seconds and make a nice play to win a basketball game. And, you know, I don't know if you can even look at an 8-13 team right now. They're 1-0 just like us, and we'll, you know, have to be ready to play.
What concerns you most about this team?
Well, you know, they're they've got the bigs that can match us inside. Their guards are fairly quick and strong. And then the Turner kids really shot the ball well. We've got to just be meet their physicality on the glass. You know, we can't allow second shots, and we've got to do a great job. I'm sure we're going to see a couple different defenses, whether it's zone or junk. We're going to be able to have to be able to get the ball inside first and then play off of that.
Noah Keller is their high point man, averaging 11.9 points per ball game. What have you seen about him?
Well, I think Noah is a kid that could play on a lot of basketball teams in the area. He's got good basketball sense and handles, and he shoots the ball real well. We've just got to make sure we pressure him throughout the contest and hopefully wear him down. I mean, you know, they don't see the defense that we play throughout the season, and I think it's really important for our kids to understand that he creates some offense for a lot of their kids because of his driving ability. So our goal is to keep him out of the paint and not allow him to create anything for anybody else.
You talked about their physicality, and one of those big guys is Zach Christensen. He's a load inside.
Yeah, he is. He's a wide body. He plays, 6'5", and he is about that size. And he goes both shoulders, which not a lot of kids at this level can go both shoulders. He has an up and under move, and early in the season, I seen a lot of film, and when we played him, he'll step out and shoot the 3-point shot. He didn't the other night, and we haven't seen a lot of him here in the last month, but he definitely is capable of knocking down an open jump shot, and he's kind of an inspirational player for him. He plays extremely hard in a lot of minutes.
You mentioned Ben Turner. He doesn't average a lot of points, but he knocked down 4 3-pointers in the ball game against Sandy Creek, so that's a guy you're going to have to be concerned with around the perimeter.
Yeah, he in the films I've seen here lately, against Wood River, he had a real nice ball game, and he gets streaky hot. I mean, he can, like the other night, he had 3 right away to start the basketball game, and that's something that is being created for him. He's not a guy that comes off screens and hits them, but he's definitely a guy you can't help off of very much, or he's going to burn you. And that's one thing we've got to do is not allow, we might give up one at some point in the ball game by a mistake, but we definitely can't give up multiple 3-point shots to him.
We're going to see a zone defense here tonight, so maybe some junk stuff as far as Donovan Trumbull is concerned. Just being patient against this defense, and like we did the other night, be patient and get the shots we want.
Yeah, we've got to be patient. Movement of the basketball and getting that ball, this the touches inside. The first time they played us, they played Diamond and won almost the entire game on Brooks, and then our bigs really took over throughout the ball game. And sometimes in a game like this, when it is, a little bit more of a patient game, a 6-10 point lead is more like your 14-16 point lead. And that's what we're going to talk to our kids about is, our possessions need to be valued. We need to do a great job of playing the game, one possession at a time and not thinking, well, it's only a 6-point game. But realistically, the way we're playing defense, I think, that can help us if we don't allow the offensive side to bother us.
We've got the X factor. Anytime we have Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia, you never can tell what's going to happen.
Yeah, the coaches don't really know much about the history of it because we're pretty new to this whole thing. But definitely they get excited, and our kids are really excited. I think they wanted to play this basketball team one more time again this year because a couple of our kids didn't get a play against them. Dayton Seeley and Alex Tino did not play in the last ball game, and they were excited when they got on the bus that we were getting another chance. So it'll be a great basketball game, great atmosphere. They support their kids, and our kids our fans will be in droves too. So it'll be highly contested. It was so loud there last year and the Jones Gymnasium that it was just tough for us to pull that one out. But we remember what happened last year.
The noise we haven't talked about over there, it's one of the louder gyms we play in, so communication, especially on defense, is kind of a key.
It is. We've talked a lot about communication throughout the entire season with our kids, but when you get into districts, it seems like everything's a little more magnified. You get a little bigger crowds, and that gymnasium, it just resonates off those old the roof there, and you just, it just seems a little bit louder than most. So our kids have to do a great job, and that's something, you preach throughout the season, and you practice different drills for communication, and you hope that they can huddle at certain times and get themselves, pulled together under stress.
All right,
thank you a lot, Mike.
So Kevin Asher, head coach for Houston St. Cecilia, stuck around. We'll check in with Steve Hartman over at Donovan Trumbull as our pregame show continues after this.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey, move me. Oh, yeah. Woo, we're
moving. Pepsi. Live for now.
Hey, we're back on tonight's pregame show as we get you sent for Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight as we visit with Donovan Trumbull, head coach Steve Hartman, and coach kind of a wild and woolly one in the opener in the sub-district. Talk about that one.
Yeah, both teams played really, really hard and pretty evenly matched basketball teams. I mean, the Leposki kid is just an unbelievable athlete, and they found some other kids that have really progressed for them, and it was, you know, it was a great basketball game, and it was a big win for our kids. I was really pleased with how our kids persevered because we were down 9 with about 5 minutes to go and finished on a 10-0 run to win the basketball game and had some kids make plays that struggled maybe at times throughout the game, but, you know, we're just pleased to be in this position. I think this was a big goal for us to start the year, was to get to this game, and now we're here. We'll just let the chips fall.
Take us to the last 10, 12 seconds of the ball game on Tuesday.
Well, we wanted to get the basketball to Noah, and he made a nice back cut. They took away the initial entry, and he made a nice back cut, and Zach Christensen put a pass right on him. They caught him in stride, and he was able to get the baseline and finish with the left hand down there. And a little ironic, we have missed a lot of left-handed finishes around the rim, and we've spent the last 2 weeks. We start every practice with 5 to 7 minutes of finishing with our left hand. So yeah, it was kind of cool for him to have that pay off.
Last couple of you guys have been very talented at Donovan Trumbull, and now this group has been practicing against that group for the last couple of years. They have really benefited, haven't they, practicing against that talented squad?
Well, absolutely. The biggest downfall that we had was just game experience with this group. That was such a deep group we had, and the class ahead of them was deep. So these kids didn't get a lot of reps. And the other downfall, we went so deep into the football playoffs both seasons that we were in pregame mode right away both years. So that those 2-3 weeks that you normally have where your younger kids are going to get some reps and get some time, and we just weren't able to do that. And then we were beat up enough. You know, it's unfortunate for these guys, but they had a great experience along with those guys, and they've had their opportunity now. And you know, we've had a learning experience. It's been like a team of sophomores, even though we have 3 seniors out there and a couple juniors, but you know, with no experience at all. So Noah played some a year ago, but you know, his minutes were pretty limited, and none of the other kids got out there when the score was, you know, when there was any game that was on the line.
Noah Keller, your leader, the leading scorer. Talk about him.
Noah's, you know, he's had a unbelievable year. He's worked very hard. He is a scorer. I mean, he just is. But we've asked him to do some different things with his game. We've moved him to the point just to get us into offense. And I thought his game the other night, I know he was maybe frustrated a little. They took him away offensively, but he had 9 assists against 1 turnover. So that's as good a basketball game as he's played all year for us, even scoring 5 points or whatever he had. And he hit 2 big baskets in the fourth quarter, though.
Your reward is to face the number 1 ranked team in Class C2. What impresses you most about St. Cecilia?
Oh, boy. They defensively, they are just, you know, they just lock you down. And to be very honest, they were as good as any team that we played a year ago. I thought they were as good, you know, every bit as good as Fremont Bergen and Ainsworth and the teams we saw in the state tournament a year ago. It's just unfortunate we slipped up against Sutton and they didn't get in because they deserved to get there. That it's you know, and they're so well prepared and disciplined. It's just a tough matchup. We've just got to go out and make possessions count. We've got to shorten the game probably as much as we can. We're not going to stall by any means, but we know we have to play a much more controlled basketball game than we tried to the first time. And then we've got to rebound because I think that's, you know, they just kill you on the offensive boards if you don't do a great job on that end.
Try to control the tempo tonight, to use your zone defense, a little bit on defense, and work hard on that end of the floor, and then take the shots on the other.
That's absolutely. I mean, we're going to play zone. We just know we don't match up well enough at all their spots. Their post kids are so good inside, and you know, Brooks is very talented, and the other kids are just athletic on the perimeter, you know, enough for us to give us fits guarding them. So, we've gotten better in our zone. We're pretty long. We're just not real quick. And we've just got to find a way to get some stops and, you know, limit, keep the game in the 30 to 40 possession range. That's what we're hoping to do. And, you know, you never know what can happen this time of year.
It might be tough to do because I'm sure their game plan is to get out and run in this basketball game. So controlling the tempo might be the number one key in this one.
It absolutely will. And that's one thing we've gotten much better at. We learned some lessons early playing these guys in Central Catholic with their pressure. And our kids found out we had to make some improvements with ball security and cuts and passing, and hopefully we'll do a better job of that tonight. And when we get some shots, we're able to finish some plays around the rim.
How important is the start of the basketball game to at least weather the initial storm?
Well, absolutely. We just hope that we can control the tempo early in the game and keep ourselves in it. Every minute that we can stay in the ball game, I think, is a victory for us. And that's the way we've got to approach it right now. We talked a lot to our kids about the Miracle on Ice and the 1980 Miracle on Ice and the Russians coming in and beating the Americans 12-3. And 1 week later, you know the story. So, you know, anything can happen in an athletic event if things fall your way. And absolutely, we have to have some good fortune, but we're prepared to take advantage of that if it happens.
Then you throw in the Donovan Trumbull Saint Cecilia rivalry. No matter if it's football, basketball, you guys have kind of developed a pretty good rivalry here now.
Absolutely. And our kids will, we've talked hard to our kids about not letting them, kill our will. We've got to just keep playing and believe in one another and play hard. And if we do that, I'll be happy, with whatever outcome. Obviously, we'd be disappointed if we get beat, but if we make some improvements in the way we handle the situation as compared to, whatever, 15 weeks ago, I'll be pleased.
All right, Collector.
Thanks, Mike.
Steve Hartman, the head coach for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Stick around. Starting lineups and a play-by-play description up next. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com. Tonight, it's the boys' turn to provide some fireworks as Platte River Radio gets set for sub-district basketball.
Kierkegaard, down to Grant Schmidt, the Bricks Asher, jump pass from the free throw line to Kierkegaard for three, shot, he banks one home.
As postseason play begins, each school has an opportunity to try and see if the Cinderella slipper fits.
Get to this point and your kids have done what they needed to do during the regular season, put us in a good position, but that's really behind us now. And I talked to the kids about, new season for everybody. You play it one game at a time and don't look ahead, because that's when you get nipped or something this time of the year.
This time of year, we dig deeper, defend tighter, leap higher, all to achieve something greater.
There you go again. Very quickly, fast break. Lechte all the way to the hoop. Having fun yet?
Yeah.
Timberwolves say, I can do it one better. Diller says, nah, we got it.
It's sub-district basketball, and it starts right now.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. The C-2-9 sub-district finals between Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull here tonight. I'm Mike Will, and call the play-by-play for you this evening. St. Cecilia coming in 22-1 in the season, beating Superior on Tuesday in the semifinals 72-29.
Donovan Trumbull, they're 8-13 on the year. They knocked off Sandy Creek 43-42. Gets it in starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Ben Turner, Noah Keller, Tate Mazur, Jake Kreitel, and also Zachary Christensen starting for Donovan Trumbull here tonight. The visitors dressed in their black uniforms here tonight. St. Cecilia will go with Dayton Seeley, Derek Boyd, Brooks Asher, Zach Kitten, and Seth Kierkegaard. Facing St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding whites. Ball is in the air, and Donovan Trumbull controls the opening tip here in this basketball game. These two teams played back in the third game of the season. St. Cecilia beating Donovan Trumbull by 30, 52-22. Donovan Trumbull will shoot our basket to our right here in this first half of play. They're going to be very patient on offense. You heard that coach Steve Hartman in the pregame show. They want to shorten the game if possible tonight. They want to keep this thing as low as scoring as possible, as they don't feel that they can match up man-on-man here with Hastings St. Cecilia. They cannot let this game get into the 50s and 60s here tonight. Noah Keller drives the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be up there. No good, and the rebound comes down to Derek Boyd. Boyd grabs the rebound, and here come the Hawks for the first time here tonight. St. Cecilia is averaging 57 points per ball game on offense, giving up only 36 on the defensive end. There's Dayton Seeley as the ball dribble off of his toe, but he picks her back up out here in three-point territory. Sends it over to Kierkegaard. Donovan Trumbull starts off in that zone defense, is what the coach expected here tonight. Asher entry pass to Kitten, back out to Seeley, now to Kierkegaard. His shot for three is up and in. Seth Kierkegaard to the right side of the lane scores, and the Hawks are out on top by a score of 3-0 as Kierkegaard buries a three-pointer just off this ball game. 6:45 to play here in the first quarter. Zach Christensen has got the ball for Donovan Trumbull out here in the three-point territory. He dribbles to the center of the floor, hands it away. Turner for three. Shot is off of the back iron. No good. Long rebound. Noah Keller grabs the ball at the free throw line, spins in the lane. Now spins back the other way and puts up a shot over Kierkegaard and scores. Noah Keller gets Donovan Trumbull on the scoreboard. 3-2 is the score. Facing St. Cecilia with a lead. Down in the corner is going to be Kitten with the ball. He had 20 the other night against Superior in the semifinals. Here's Asher for three. Shot good. Asher knocks down a three-pointer from the left wing. So St. Cecilia with a couple of threes to start off this basketball game. 6-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Now the ball's going to be poked away. Kierkegaard grabs it for Hastings St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor to Seeley. Shot is up there and in. Dayton Seeley scores for St. Cecilia, and the Hawks go out on top now. Final score of 8-2 with 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School at Minden here tonight. There's a pass to the near side. Noah Keller grabs the ball, dribbles down on the baseline, now drives it toward the goal, stops a little fake, throws up a shot. It's going to be knocked out of his hands by Kitten. Noah Keller wanted to foul. He didn't get it. The ball is picked up here by Kierkegaard into the forecourt. Now to Kitten. Kitten moves it to the elbow. Right side kicks her back out to Asher. He drives it toward the hole. His shot is up and in. Brooks Asher scores. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 10-2, and we have not yet played 3 minutes in this basketball game. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back with the ball. Christensen has got it. He drives it to the free throw line. He's cut off there by Kitten. Gets it out to Ben Turner. Turner has the basketball stripped away and is picked up here by St. Cecilia, but they lose the ball right back to Noah Keller. He takes the ball down to the baseline, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here will go in St. Cecilia with 5:02 to play in the first quarter. 10-2 is the score. The winner plays either Ravenna or Gibbon on Monday night. That will be in the district championship ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Dayton Seeley. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on St. Cecilia here in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull plays things in, but Zora from the corner is shot no good, and the ball is ripped out of there by Kitten of Hastings St. Cecilia. Kitten gets the ball down the near sideline to Asher, brings back to the center of the floor, underhands it down in the corner, now to Kierkegaard, to Asher, down to Seeley, down in the left corner. That's Kitten with the ball to Dayton Seeley, top of the key. Kierkegaard on the wing, looking, comes back to Seeley, moves to his left, fires up a three. It's going to be too strong, no good. Rebound comes down to Tristan Stevens for Donovan Trumbull. Stevens gets the ball to Tate Mazur as he runs into the forecourt. He is tripped on the play, and a foul is going to be called here on the St. Cecilia. The foul will go on Seeley. That's going to be his second. Second foul on Seeley, and his second team foul on Hastings St. Cecilia. He's going to have to check out now. Here comes Grant Schmidt into the ballgame now for the Hawks. High school basketball coverage tonight brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. 4:30 to play in the first quarter. Sub-district final here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 10-2 early in the ballgame.
There's a Missouri with the ball, moves it down in the corner to Christensen. He circles around. The ball's going to be knocked loose and is picked up here by Asher, coming back the other way, dumps it off to Grant Schmidt. Shot is up there, no good. He's fouling the play. So that's three turnovers already on Donovan Trumbull here in this first quarter of play. And now going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Schmidt. He was fouled there by Stevens of Donovan Trumbull. Grant Schmidt, a 51% foul shooter in the season. He's 23 out of 45. He was 0 for 2 the other night in the ball game against Superior as he misses his shots. He'll get one more. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 59% of their free throws this year. Here comes Alex Tino into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Going out is going to be Seth Kierkegaard. So Tino into the ball game, averaging 2.9 points per ball game for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. 10-2 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. Next free throw is up there by Schmidt. That one is left short. Ball is down on the baseline. It finally goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. Last touch by Boyd. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. 10-2, the Hawks out on top. And now St. Cecilia applying pressure here in backcourt. Here's Ben Turner with the ball. Ben had 4 3-pointers in the ball game the other night against Sandy Creek. Driving down the left side of the lane is going to be Tate Missouri. Shots will be blocked down. Picked up by St. Cecilia. The ball is loose on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. And St. Cecilia ball. Last touch there by Donovan Trumbull. So St. Cecilia with their second block here in the first quarter. And now head coach Steve Hartman wants to call a timeout. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Tomorrow night, the St. Cecilia Hawkettes will play in their district championship ball game. Up at Grand Island Central Catholic will take on the Centurions of Centura. On that game for you as well here on 1230 KHAS. 6:45 for the pregame show. 7 o'clock for the tip-off. Girls basketball tomorrow night. St. Cecilia and Centura. All the action right here on 1230 KHIS. 10-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Donovan Trumbull here in the finals in C29 here tonight. There's Asher for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Noah Keller. Keller has got it now for Donovan as he brings the ball to the center of the floor. Noah Keller hands it away out here to Ben Turner. Picked up by Asher. Near sideline down to Tate Mazur. He's picked up there by Kitten. Gives it away to Ben Turner again. High right side, Turner has to get rid of it. He does out here near the 10-second line. St. Cecilia matched up man-on-man here. There's a Tate Mazur looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Kitten. Comes out near the 10-second line to Tristan Stevens. The ball knocked loose by Tino. Stevens picks it back up. Goes to the far sideline. Now with the basketball over there is Jake Kreitel. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted there by Boyd. Fourth turnover on Donovan Trumbull so far in the basketball game. There's Tino with the ball. Tino now across the top to Grant Schmidt. Comes over here to Asher, down to Schmidt, to Tino, back down to Brooks, down in the corner. Three-pointers put up there, rims off, no good. Rebound, Boyd, follow shot up and in. Derek Boyd with the offensive board and the putback. That's his first field goal. And St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 12-2 here in the first quarter with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here's a Ben Turner, high right side for Donovan Trumbull. Sends it down in the corner again to Noah Keller. He's their leading scorer. He drives it toward the goal, loses control of the ball, comes out here into 3 points in a toy. Picked up by Stevens. A running one-hander in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. The ball is stripped away here by Stevens. He gets it out here to Tate Mazur. Back out to Stevens for three. Shot is up there, no good, and he's hacked on the arm, and the foul is called. The personal foul here is going to go on Asher. For St. Cecilia, that's going to be his first. And that's going to send Tristan Stevens to the free throw line now for Donovan Trumbull for three shots. Stevens is 7 out of 13 from the free throw line this season for 54%. He did not get there the other night in the ball game against Sandy Creek. And his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS. Plenty of action around the dial and around the state tonight. We'll keep you up to date on all the scores throughout the night here
tonight on 1230 KHAS, brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington in Hastings, or online at furnituredirecthastings.net. 2:15 to play here. Stevens has missed two free throws. He'll get one more. Shot is up there, and it's going to be good. So he hits one out of three from the free throw line, and the score is now 12-3. Hastings Saints to say with the lead over Donovan Trumbull here in this one. There's Grant Schmidt with the ball on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass comes over to Kierkegaard. Open for three. Takes a shot. No good. Ball rebounded by Schmidt. He goes back up, and he's fouled into play here by Christensen. Zach Christensen gets in with a personal foul for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Cardinals. And that's going to send Grant Schmidt and the Hawks back to the free throw line. Schmidt missed a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. He'll have two more shots here. First one is up there. It's going to be no good. That one is short. So Grant Schmidt is now, 0-for-5 on free throws so far during the sub-district tournament. He'll have another shot here. Puts it up there, and that one is be right down through the hole. So St. Jose increases their lead down to 13-3. 1:58 to play here in the first quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden here tonight. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Here's Tristan Stevens out here in three-point territory to Zach Christensen. Christensen picked up by Kitten. Christensen puts it on the floor, dribbles back to the center. Comes to the near sideline to Stevens. Flips it back out here to Kreitel. Kreitel hands it away to Ben Turner. Ben Turner here on the near sideline gets it to Tristan. He dribbles out here to the top of the key. Reverses the ball, gets it to Turner. Good defense here by St. Cecilia. Zach Christensen with the ball. The St. Cecilia fans coming alive across the way. There's a pass down in the corner. It's deflected out of bounds. Trying to get the ball down there to Noah Keller, and the ball deflected out of bounds by Grant Schmidt. And in the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Derek Boyd. Going out will be Kitten. A minute and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 13-3 is the score. Tate Mazur comes into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull, and checking out is going to be Jake Kreitel. Donovan Trumbull inbound the ball, and immediately we've got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Kierkegaard and St. Cecilia before Donovan Trumbull got the ball inbounded. So Kierkegaard picks up the foul. That's his first. Team foul number four on the Hawks here in this first quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull plays things in. That's a Tristan Stevens with the ball. Hands it away to Noah Keller. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Stops there. 200 pass on the right left sideline to Tate Mazur. He drives it for the hole, and he's going to be fouled in the play. A foul here we go on the St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hunter Fisher, who just checked into the ball game. Fisher picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number five in the Hawks. Donovan Trumbull playing things in. The ball is tapped, but it's picked up by Stevens out here near the 10-second line. Approaching 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia has got a 10-point lead already. It is 13-3. Ben Turner comes out here to Stevens. Still about 35 feet away from the basket. And now Stevens loses control of the ball out of bounds. Alex Tino was right in his grill defensively. And Stevens loses control of the ball out of bounds. That's five turnovers on Donovan Trumbull here in the first quarter alone. And now St. Cecilia has got the ball back here with 54.6 seconds to play in the first quarter. Winner again plays on Monday night. They'll play the winner of the game going on tonight between Ravenna and the Gibbon Buffaloes in the district championship ball game. That'll be on Monday night. Here's Hunter Fisher with the ball for St. Cecilia over here to Seth Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard sends it to Asher, deep in the right corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Kitten, spins, jump pass out to Kierkegaard. 4-3, shot is up there, he hits it. Seth Kierkegaard with his second three-pointer in the first quarter. He's got 6 points. St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 16-3. Tate Mazur for Donovan Trumbull, not a Ben Turner. Turner brings it out to a Kreitel. Kreitel swings it to the left side with a basketball. There's going to be Reed Schultz who's into the ball game now to Tate Mazur. Mazur brings it back here to Ben Turner. 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Turner looking. Comes here to a Tate Mazur. On the right side of the floor, Tate Mazur brings it back to the center now. On the dribble, he flips it away to Ben Turner. 6 seconds to play. Ben Turner, now to Mazur. He drives it, spins to the top of the key, takes it to the free throw line, forces up a shot. It's no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Hastings St. Cecilia will have the lead over Donovan Trumbull after one. St. Cecilia 16, Donovan Trumbull 3.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14. And then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's going to need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
School board update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. At the end of the third quarter, Ravenna is leading Gibbon by a score of 31-23. Ravenna 31, Gibbon 23 at the end of three. North Platte St. Pat's leading Southern Valley early in the ball game by a score of 17-9. At the end of the first quarter, it's Mullen leading Paxton by a score of 12-10. Just as some of the early games getting started here in girls basketball in the A7 tournament, Kearney is out on top of Fremont by a score of 14-8. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Second quarter is underway. Boyd launches up a shot from the top of the key that's going to be no good. St. Cecilia has got the lead here over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 16-3. Cardinals come back with the ball. Here's Tate Mazur. Tate Mazur now to Schultz at the free throw line. Won't put up a shot. Back out here in the three-point territory as they flip it away to a Tate Mazur to Ben Turner. Turner goes over in the wing to Reed Schultz. Bounce pass goes inside. Putting up a shot is up there. It's Kreintel. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Boyd with a rebound. Boyd gets it to the far sideline now to a Deaton Seeley. Seeley brings it back here to a Kitten. Free throw line extended left side. Kitten now drives it down the right side of the lane and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Zach Kitten is fouled in the play here by St. Cecilia. He'll go to the free throw line now as he's mauled in the act of shooting. 7:06 to play here in the first half. 16-3. He's seeing St. Cecilia with a lead. Tate Mazur picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. To the free throw line will be Kitten, and his shot is up there and in. Zach Kitten is 64% foul shooter in the season. He scored 20 points the other night. As St. Cecilia blew out Superior in the first round of the sub-district tournament by the score of 72-29. That's the first point of the night for Kitten. His second shot is up there. That one falls off with the front iron. No good. So it's 17-3. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here over Donovan Trumbull, a field goal by Noah Keller, and a free throw by Stevens, and that's all Donovan Trumbull has gotten so far against the St. Cecilia D here in the first half. St. Cecilia still matched up, man on man. Here's Ben Turner with the ball. Ben Turner out here in the three-point territory. He works against Asher. Comes over here to a Kreintel. Bounce pass goes inside to Christensen with his back to the basket. Now he squares around, drives it. Cut off there nicely by Kitten. Back out in the three-point territory to Tate Mazur. Now to Kreintel. Donovan Trumbull having a tough time cracking the defense here in the first half of play. Now a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Kierkegaard as they finally got the entry pass in there. Kierkegaard did his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Hawks here in the first half. Kierkegaard checks out. Here comes Grant Schmidt back into the ballgame. 6.5 to play here in the second quarter. 17-3. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead. Pass comes way out on top. That's Kreintel with the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Jake hands it away here to Noah Keller. Noah Keller just standing here with the ball. Now he dribbles behind a screen, moves it to the left side of the lane, tries to drive it into the paint, has it knocked loose. Keller picks it back up, forces up a shot. It's around the rim and down. Noah Keller gets the field goal there for Donovan Trumbull right in the middle of the basket there in the lane. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 17-5 now, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Seeley. He drives it down to the baseline. A little five-footer is up there and in. Defense non-existent that time for Donovan Trumbull as Dayton Seeley hits an easy field goal there. It's now a 19-5 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back in their offensive zone. Ben Turner has got the ball matched up with Asher around the screen. He hands it away here to Tate Mazur, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there, throws it back out into 3 points here. It's Roy Turner for three, shot good. Ben Turner knocks down a three-pointer for Donovan Trumbull. He had four the other night against Sandy Creek. And Turner knocks one down here. It's now a 19-8 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Grant Schmidt here for St. Cecilia as the Hawks will work against this zone defense.
Grant Schmidt dribbles to the top of the key, swings to the left side, down to Sealy. They give him plenty of room out there in three-point territory, but Dayton passes up the three-pointer. Kitten gets the ball back, or rather Grant Schmidt gets it back on the far sideline. Deep in the corner now to Kitten, who gets it back to Grant Schmidt. Down to a Dayton Sealy. Back to Grant Schmidt on the wing. Three-pointer, good. Boy, they're giving the Hawks the three-pointers out there, and Grant Schmidt nails one from the right wing. St. Cecilia hitting 34% from three-point territory this year. And the Hawks go out on top now by a score of 22-8 with 4:47 to play. Here's a long-range jumper by Turner. No good. Rebound, Grant Schmidt. Schmidt sends it to the far sideline out of Sealy. Driving the baseline is going to be Asher, and he's fouling the play. So it'll be Bricks Asher going to the free throw line down for St. Cecilia. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Noah Keller. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on Donovan Trumbull here in the basketball game. To the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Brooks Asher. He's got 5 points in the ball game. He averages 16 on the season. Asher had 13 points the other night against Superior. And a shot from the free throw line by Asher is up there and in. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. Tristan Stevens coming back in now for Donovan Trumbull. Noah Keller comes in as well. Facing St. Cecilia has got the lead. The score is 23-8. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. So Asher misses one, and the rebound comes down here to Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals looking to try to get their offense jump started here in this basketball game against a very good defensive team. The Hawks, they only give up 36 points per ball game. There's a shot from the top of the key by Turner for three. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Kitten. Kitten gets the ball on the near sideline to Dayton Sealy. Hustles into the forecourt. Asher down in the corner. Goes on the opposite corner. Grant Schmidt for three. Shot is up there, no good. Schmidt grabs a rebound at the top of the key. Sends it over here to Sealy. Lobs the ball inside. It's going to be over the head. A point out of bounds. So St. Cecilia got the offensive rebound, but then they turn it over here. And Donovan Trumbull will come back the other direction now, trailing in the ball game by a score of 23-8. Here comes Tino back into the ball game for St. Cecilia, and going out will be Dayton Sealy. Also coming down the scorer's table for St. Cecilia is going to be Blaine Boyd. He will check in. So Boyd is in, and looks like Kitten is going to come to the bench now for the Hawks. 4:05 to play here in the second quarter. All St. Cecilia. Hawks led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 16-3. They now lead 23-8. Just by the halfway point here in the second quarter in the C29 sub-district final here tonight. Now we get a foul underneath the basket here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. So a foul here will go on the Hawks. It's going to go on Blaine Boyd. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number seven in the Hawks. So this will be a one-and-one situation now for Zach Christensen. He's a 62% foul shooter in the season, and his shot is up there. It is good. The other night against Sandy Creek, Donovan Trumbull hit 34% from the field in that ball game against the Cougars. They knocked down 7 out of 19 from three-point range. They were just 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Next shot is up there by Christensen. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So the Hawks lead is now 23-9 here in the second quarter. There's Alex Tino with the ball, hands it away. Asher mishandles, and it goes out of bounds here on the near sideline, and a turnover on St. Cecilia. Turnover number 3 on the Hawks here in the ball game. Kevin Asher says, let's be patient, guys. But St. Cecilia doesn't want to do that tonight. They're obviously the heavy favorites in this basketball game. They just don't want to take a step back and crush their momentum that they have got going here this season. The Hawks are 22-1 on the season. Noah Keller has got the ball now for Sandy Creek. Comes out here to Tristan Stevens, down to Tate Mazur. Mazur is picked up there by Asher. He hands the ball away. Stevens drives it into the lane, stops there, kicks it out to Nolan Keller on the wing on the right side, spins at the elbow. He goes up. His shot's going to be blocked down by Boyd. Derek Boyd grabs the ball for St. Cecilia, now to Grant Schmidt. Into the forward court to Brooks Asher. 200 pass comes back out on top to Schmidt. Now to Alex Tino, left open on the wing, won't take the shot, sends it down in the corner. That's Boyd with the ball out to Tino, dribbles into the free throw line. Shot is up there and scores. Alex Tino scores for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal. It's now 25-9. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull. These two teams played in the third ball game of the season for the Hawks, and St. Cecilia picked up a 30-point win, 52-22. There's Christensen with the ball. Right side of the lane goes up and shot to be blocked down again, this time by Boyd. Rebound is brought down by St. Cecilia. Here comes Alex Tino with the ball. Tino gets it in the hands of Grant Schmidt. Down in the corner, Asher fakes the three, drives the baseline. Shot is up there and in. Brooks Asher scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game.
And it's now 27-9. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull. Tristan Stevens with the ball picked up by Tino out here in 3-point territory. Hands it away. Noah Keller, who hands it away to Tate Mazur, drives it down the left side of the lane. The ball is poked away again and is picked up by Derek Boyd. 6 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull here in the ball game. 1:59 to play here in the first half. St. Cecilia leading already by a score of 27-9. Here's Tino into the forecourt to Grant Schmidt. Now to Tino, to Asher. Bounce pass inside to Blaine Boyd. His shot no good. Rebound Derek Boyd. He goes back. His shot no good. Rebound Blaine Boyd. He loses the ball as he tries to save it. And it's right into the hands of Tristan Stevens. Stevens brings it back down for Donovan Trumbull to a Tate Mazur. Mazur on the right side of the floor. Takes it down in the baseline. Reverses the ball. Gets it out here to a Tristan Stevens, who flips it away to a Kreitel. Kreitel is picked up by Boyd. That's Derek Boyd. Over to Zach Christensen. He drives it now against Blaine Boyd. His shot no good, and Blaine grabs the rebound. Blaine Boyd now for Donovan, Hastings St. Cecilia as they get it to Grant Schmidt, who dribbles behind his back into the forecourt. Now to Alex Tino. Tino dribble penetration to the elbow. Gives it away to Grant Schmidt. Now to Boyd on the baseline. Shot from 15. No good. Foul called. Foul here will go on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Tate Mazur. That's going to be his second personal foul. Down here at the scores table for St. Cecilia, Hunter Fisher is going to check in. Here comes Kitten back into the ball game, and Brooks Asher. 1:02 to play here in the first half. Hastings St. Cecilia comfortably ahead here tonight. The score is 27-9 over Donovan Trumbull. Asher will play the ball in. Alex Tino has got it out here in 3-point territory. Brings it over to Hunter Fisher. Now to Tino. Left side of the floor here. Back out between the rings. The Fisher to Tino again. Lob pass inside. Blaine Boyd grabs it. His shot is up there. It's knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Kitten. His shot no good. He's fouled into play. A foul here will go on Donovan Trumbull, and it's going to send Hastings St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Kitten will go to the stripe. Nick Ahrens picks up the personal foul for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 in the Cardinals. So Kitten to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Kitten is now 2 out of 3 from the stripe tonight. He's got 2 points in the ball game after scoring 20 the other night against Superior in their 72-29 win in the semifinals. Here comes the next shot by Kitten. It's in the air. That one he bangs home. It's now a 28-9 ball game. Actually, 29-9 it should be. The Hawks leading by 20 for the first time with 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And now the horn sounds, and we got some problems here. The official scorer needs to talk with the officials. High school basketball action here tonight, here on 1230 KHAS, and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Evidently some scorebook problems down here as the official score rings the horn here. Now the officials will try to sort this thing out. It's 29-9. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 20-point lead in this one with 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Both coaches are grinning, so no harm done here, and we're going to play things in. Donovan Trumbull has got it. They lose control of the ball. They pick it up. Hunter Fisher shoots and scores. A turnover on Donovan Trumbull at St. Cecilia. Was applying pressure back here. Hunter Fisher picks up the ball, and now we got a personal foul called on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Kitten right at the 10-second line. As the Hawks again, we're applying the pressure back here. So it's now a 31-9 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here in our C29 sub-district finals. Going to the free throw line now for Donovan Trumbull. It's going to be Keller. He's got 4 points in the ball game and a couple of field goals. He's a 61% foul shooter in the season. He's thrown up 107 free throws this year for Donovan Trumbull and converted on 66 of those. And he will have a 1-1 situation here for Donovan Trumbull as St. Cecilia is making a couple of quick substitutions. Farmer is going to come into the ball game. Tino comes in now for the Hawks. Sound from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Keller. The ball poked down. It's picked up by Tino. So Tino has the ball, down 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter, and the Hawks have the lead here in this one by a score of 31-9. There's Asher, moves the ball down to the left baseline. That's Kitten with it.
Brings it up high on the block. Gets it into the hands of Farmer. Dribbles to the top of the key. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here, and the pass down the floor is going to be intercepted right back by Tino. So the two teams trade turnovers. 10 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with the ball. Now we got a foul call as Asher was driving the ball into the hole. Asher is fouled into play here. He'll get some free throws coming up with 7.7 seconds to play. Personal foul whistle there on the Donovan Trumbull. So Asher will go to the free throw line. Asher so far in the ball game has got 8 points. Christensen comes in for Donovan Trumbull. Hunter Fisher comes in for Hastings St. Cecilia's. Farmer will come to the bench. It's going to be Asher going to the free throw line for the Hawks. This will be a 1-1 situation for Brooks. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. They'll get one more. St. Cecilia in search of their 23rd win of the season here tonight. They've lost only once. That was the Grand Island Central Catholic during the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Here comes the next shot by Asher. It's in the air. That shot is good as he bangs that baby home. Down of the ball game is going to be Grant Schmidt. Asher comes out. And the Hawks are out on top by a score of 33-9. Another great defensive effort here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Just three field goals so far for Donovan Trumbull in this basketball game. And now they inbound the ball and they throw it out of bounds. And the Hawks will get the ball back here underneath their own basket. Christensen trying to inbound the ball and it goes sailing into the nickel seats on the far sideline. So a turnover. Their ninth here in the first half, and now Asher comes back in for St. Cecilia. Here comes Farmer back in. So the Hawks now with 6.4 seconds to play will inbound the ball. Actually going to play it in from the far sideline. They get it to Farmer. They get it inside to Kitten. Down in the corner, Boyd. His shot for three is going to be knocked out of bounds. Ben Turner out there with a deflection on that ball. Launched up there from the deep right corner by Derek Boyd. So now with 1.3 seconds to play, St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Asher has got it. They just lob it in the lane to Schmidt. The ball is going to be knocked out of his hands out of bounds, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. First half in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball, the C29 final here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. It's been all Hastings St. Cecilia is expected tonight. The number one ranked Blue Hawks out on top of Donovan Trumbull tonight at the break. Hastings St. Cecilia at 33, Donovan Trumbull 9. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 33-9 here at halftime. St. Cecilia jumped out to a 16-3 first quarter lead. And to be quite honest with you, this has not been a contest as the Hawks basically at the target practice here tonight. 33-9 is the score. The Blue Hawks out on top of Donovan Trumbull here in this basketball game. We'll get you some halftime numbers here tonight. Brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Donovan Trumbull, they got 4 points in the first half by Noah Keller.
He had a couple of field goals, and he was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Ben Turner, he had a three-pointer for 3. Tristan Stevens, he was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for 1. And Zach Christensen, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 1 point. Donovan Trumbull, 2 out of 6 from the free throw line here in the first half. Unofficially, 9 turnovers in the basketball game. St. Cecilia's turned the ball over 4 times here in the first couple of quarters. Brooks Asher is leading the way. Asher's got 1 3-pointer. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he's also 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Asher has got 10 points in the ball game. Seth Kierkegaard has knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got 6. Grant Schmidt has got a 3-pointer, and he is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line for 4. Dayton Seeley has got a couple of field goals for 4 points. Zach Kitten has nailed 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 3. Derek Boyd has got a field goal for 2, and Alex Tino has got a field goal and 2 points. So Houston St. Cecilia with the lead over Donovan Trumbull here at halftime. The score is 33-9. Halftime numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Check them out. They're at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street. Shop the Food Cupboard and save big today. In the halftime score, 33-9. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here tonight over Donovan Trumbull. We'll come back and check some other scores as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online tonight at www.hastingslink.com and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com, where it's still Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. It's been all Hastings St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks, out on top of Minden tonight, out on top of Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 33-9. That's after St. Cecilia disposed of Superior the other night by a score of 72-29. We'll get you some scores here at halftime. Brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. They're located just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings and also online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Checking some scores we see in boys high school basketball, C110. They're at halftime. Gothenburg is leading Cozad by a score of 27-18. Halftime score, we've got Battle Creek out on top of Twin River by a score of 37-28. A girls' district game, Papillion South, is leading Omaha Westside by a score of 29-27. Also at halftime in the girls' play, Lincoln Northeast is leading North Platte by a score of 33-18. Class D1 boys basketball at the halftime break. Kennesaw is leading Blue Hill by a score of 21-15. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 33-9. Some other scores we've got in right now at halftime. Anselma Myrna and Pleasanton playing tonight in D27. Anselma Myrna's got the lead over Pleasanton by a score of 30-24. And let's see what else is coming in so far. North Platte St. Pat's has got the lead over Southern Valley. They're at 24-21. That's a boys' score. They're at halftime. High Plains is leading St. Francis by a score of 29-26. They're at halftime. We've got
Mullen up on Paxton, 19-14. So a lot of the games out west are flowing into us here immediately. Kearney has got the lead over Fremont. The score is 28-22. That's a girls' score. That's at halftime. Kearney with the lead over Fremont, 28-22. And that's just about it as far as scores are concerned right now. Again, our score at halftime here in Minden is Hastings St. Cecilia all over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 33-9. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. You can check them out on South Burlington in Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In, or check them out online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Right now, get $50 to $125 back on select Firestone Farm radial tires, including AD2 tractor and Destination Farm implement tires. Visit your certified Firestone Farm tire dealer or firestoneag.com for details. Restrictions apply. Rebate ends March 31st, 2015. Rebate paid on a prepaid card issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Expiration applies.
Don't miss the Firestone radial rebate at your area CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
High school basketball action here on 1230 KHAS as we head to the second half here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. See St. Cecilia with the lead over Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 33-9. Winner of this ball game will move on to the district championship game on Monday night and play the winner between Ravenna and Gibbon. That game is going on right now. Last check, it's been a while, but Ravenna had the lead, and that's a basketball game. 33-9 is our score here. We'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on throughout the second half of this basketball game tonight. We'll have the girls' championship tomorrow, the district championship between Hastings St. Cecilia and Centura from Grand Island Central Catholic. Be on the air from the Crusader Gym at 6:45 tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. So Donovan Trumbull has got the ball to begin this second half of play. They lob it into the lane. Christensen grabs the ball and his size up and in. Zach Christensen scores there for Donovan Trumbull. That's just their fourth field goal of this basketball game. St. Cecilia turns the ball away here in their opening possession. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back with the ball. Noah Keller has got it at the free throw line. Keller stops. He wings it back out here to Tate Mazur out here in three-point territory. St. Cecilia stays with her man-to-man defense here in this third quarter of play. There's Ben Turner for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound, St. Cecilia. Hawks doing a good job on the boards here tonight. Kitten grabs the rebound into the forecourt down to Dayton Seeley. To Asher, near sideline to a Kierkegaard. Bounce pass inside to Boyd, out to Asher. Swings it right side down to Kierkegaard. Back out to Brooks Asher. Entry pass to Seeley at the free throw line to Kierkegaard. Here on the wing on the right side, they're working against the Donovan Trumbull zone defense. Out on top of Seeley, now to Asher on the far sideline. Three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Kierkegaard. Lobs are back out here to Dayton Seeley, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Now his pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Hawks will play things in here on the near sideline. Seth Kierkegaard will play things in to Seeley, who gets it back to Brooks Asher. Bounce pass comes over to Kierkegaard in the wing. Boyd at the free throw line, back out to Kierkegaard. 4-3, shot is up there and in. Seth Kierkegaard has knocked down 3 three-pointers in this ball game. He's got 9 points. St. Cecilia is out on top by 25. It is 36-11. Noah Keller, dribble penetration. He takes the ball in the hole, puts a man in the air, and a foul is going to be called here in the Hawks. Personal foul will go on Hastings St. Cecilia. That's going to send Keller to the free throw line. The first team foul in St. Cecilia here in the second half is going to go on Kitten. That's going to be his second. So Noah Keller to the free throw line. He's 0 for 1 so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get two shots here. He's mauled in the act of shooting. 36-12 is the score. The Hawks jumped out early, 16-3 after the first quarter, and they haven't looked back. Next shot is up there. It is good.
by Keller. He's now got 6 points in the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. And it's now a 36-13 ball game. Saint Cecilia with the advantage. Hawks come back with the ball in their offensive zone. Asher has got it now to Kierkegaard here in the near sideline. Bounce pass back out to Asher. Dribble penetration inside the free throw circle. Now the ball's going to be slapped away. It's picked up by Ben Turner. Now to Noah Keller. Drives, shoots, and scores. Noah Keller gets the field goal. Ben Turner gets the assist. And Saint Cecilia gets hit with a turnover. That's the sixth TO in the ball game for Saint Cecilia. 36-15 is the score now. Here's Kierkegaard for three. Shot good again. About the same spot here on the right side. Seth Kierkegaard buries his fourth three-pointer in this ball game, and the Hawks are out on top now by a score of 39-15 in boys high school basketball. The C2-9 sub-district final here tonight. Here's Noah Keller with the ball down here in the baseline. It's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on, and now we got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. And now a technical foul is going to be called as well on Noah Keller. Noah Keller is going to be hit with the personal foul as he was scrambling for the loose ball down there to the left side of the lane. And then Keller is going to be hit with a technical foul as well. So Saint Cecilia has some free throws coming up. Going to the free throw line now for the Hawks will be Asher. Asher is 75% foul shooter. Brooks so far in the ball game has got 10 points. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be good by Asher. He's now 4 out of 5 from the line. He'll get another shot here. That makes the score 39-15 in favor of St. Cecilia. Asher will get one more shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. And now the Hawks will get the ball following the technical foul. Now Noah Keller comes out of the ball game for head coach Steve Hartman. It has been a nightmare for Donovan Trumbull. He did not get off to a very good start. Like we mentioned, they were down 16-3 after the first quarter. The Donovan Trumbull fans have not had a whole lot to cheer about here tonight. There's a pass to the free throw line. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ben Turner. A turnover on St. Cecilia. They hand it away to a Tate Mazur. Mazur brings it back to Turner. High right side. Down top of the key. That's Kreitel with the ball. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by St. Cecilia. Coming out of there with the ball is going to be Seth Kierkegaard. Down in the corner. Seeley for three. Shot rims off. No good. The ball tapped out of bounds. That was last touch there by Derek Boyd of St. Cecilia. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, 41-15. Hastings St. Cecilia blowing the Cardinals right out of their nest here in this basketball game. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back in their offensive zone. Tristan Stevens brings it out here near the 10-second line. Now dribbles to the elbow. Kicks it out here to Ben Turner for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Christensen. He takes the ball to the rack against Kitten. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Kreitel. He tries to get it to Christensen. The ball knocked loose, and now it's going to be deflected out of bounds. They say it hit the end line down here, so Donovan Trumbull will get to play things in. I think Boyd got a little piece of it there for St. Cecilia. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in. They just lob it into the lane. The ball's going to be tipped away, and it's picked up by Asher. Brooks Asher runs her back the other way. Now to Kierkegaard. Shot is up there. Misses the layup. Rebound comes down here to Ben Turner. Turner pulls the ball away from Asher. Dribbles on the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor now. Donovan Trumbull is trailing in this ball game by a score of 41-15. Stevens with the ball. Now on the wing. They get it to a Tate Mazur. Out on top to Kreitel. Kreitel hands it back to a Tate Mazur. He works against the Saints to say a man-to-man defense. Ben Turner on the wing. Lobs it inside to Kreitel. The shot's going to be partially deflected from behind. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Kierkegaard. He loses it. He picks it up in the corner. Kierkegaard's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Christensen for Donovan Trumbull. Christensen drives the ball to the hole and it's going to be knocked out of his hands there by Kierkegaard out of bounds. 8 turnovers on St. Cecilia in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull has turned the ball over 10 times. The Hawks are out on top in this ball game by a score of 41-15. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Tate Mazur will inbound the ball. Mazur comes way back into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up there, retrieved by a Reed Schultz, who's into the ballgame now for Donovan Trumbull. Off on the far sideline, Tate Mazur. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Boyd of St. Cecilia. Coming back the other way is going to be Alex Tino down in the corner to Asher. Inside to Kitten, double team, spins in the lane, puts up a shot, no good. He's fouled in the play. Zach Kitten will go to the free throw line now for Hastings St. Cecilia at the 3:27 mark. Zach Christensen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So going to the line for the Blue Hawks will be Zach Kitten. All of his scoring tonight has been from the line. He is 3 out of 4 there. bucket. We'll have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there. It's around the rim and down. He'll get one more. And the winner plays either Ravenna or Gibbon coming up on Monday night at a site to be determined. Grand Island Central Catholic is leading Wood River after three quarters in boys basketball to score 38-28. Elm Creek with a lead over Amherst, 35-30 after three. Big shot is up there. It is good by Kitten. And now St. Cecilia wants to burn a timeout here. 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia with the lead, 43-15. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series Windows and Patio Doors from a brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder that they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
After three quarters, Wilcox Hildreth is leading Heartland Lutheran tonight. Boys basketball, D2-6. Wilcox Hildreth 47, Heartland Lutheran 31. After three quarters, Bruni Davenport Schickley is leading Heartland tonight by a score of 32-26. A couple of other scores that we pass along to you. Facing St. Cecilia now leading in this ball game by a score of 43-15. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. There's a Tate Mazur, leaves it down in the corner. Schultz for three, his shot is up and in. Reed Schultz nails a three ball there. He's been hitting only 7% of his three-pointers so far this year. He nails one from the deep left corner. 43-18, Hastings St. Cecilia the lead. There's Boyd down at the baseline. Skip pass goes over to Asher on the left wing. He drives it, his shot to be blocked down, picked up by Boyd. Boyd gets it over here to Grant Schmidt down low to Derek Boyd. His shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by Donovan Trumbull. That was a good possession there defensively for the Cardinals. There's a Ben Turner with the ball. Ben Turner moves it over on the wing. St. Cecilia stays in their man-to-man defense. That's going to be Reed Schultz with the ball. Schultz now to Tristan Stevens, who hands it away to Ben Turner on the far sideline. Ben Turner sends it over there to a Tristan Stevens. He runs into Tino. No foul called here. 2:26 to play in the third. 43-18. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. There's Schultz at the free throw line. He gives it up to Ben Turner on the wing on the left side. He drives it against Asher. Spins in the free throw line, can't put up a shot. Who's over on the wing on the right side to Tate Mazur. Tate Mazur moves it down on the baseline. He stops. Comes out to Tristan Stevens. Dribble penetration. His shot for 12 is up there. No good. Long rebound comes out to Boyd of St. Cecilia. Boyd, now to Alex Tino. Bounce pass down in the corner to Asher. Skip pass goes to the far side. Grant Schmidt takes it to the free throw line. Now to Alex Tino. Down in the corner to Asher. Back out to Tino. Tino brings it back to Asher on the wing. Donovan Trumbull stays hunkered down in this zone defense with a minute and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. With the Hawks leading by a score of 43-18. Here's Asher with the ball. Asher on the near sideline. Cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Tate Mazur. Mazur drives it against Tino, and a foul is going to be called on Alex. Alex Tino picks up the personal foul. So that's going to send Donovan Trumbull. No free throws here. That's only team foul number two called on the Blue Hawks. They're in this second half of play. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. So Donovan Trumbull gets things in here late in the third quarter. Stevens has got the ball on the far sideline. Out to the top of the key, driving down the lane. His shot's put up there. No good by Tate Mazur, and a foul is going to be called on a rebound. It's going to go on Donovan Trumbull. They go on Mazur. That's going to be his third. After three quarters, Kennesaw is leading Blue Hill by a score of 34-25. That game is being played at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. So Kennesaw with a lead over Blue Hill, 34-25 in boys high school basketball action tonight. Minute and 13 seconds to play here. All St. Cecilia in this C2-9 sub-district final is 43-18. The number one ranked and once beaten St. Cecilia Blue Hawks in the lead. Zach Kitten
Comes out here to Tino, brings it back to Kitten on the wing, moves it down on the baseline, puts a man in the air, shoots and scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Zach Kitten. He's got five free throws. He's got 7 points in the ball game. It's 45-18. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a Reed Schultz with the ball. Schultz, now to Tristan Stevens. Stevens on the wing. Gets it out to Reed Schultz. Reed Schultz brings it back to the center of the floor on the dribble now. Passes over to a Ben Turner on the far sideline. Picked up by Grant Schmidt of St. Cecilia. Turner down to Stevens for three. Shots off of the back iron. No good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down here by Kreitel. His shot is up there and in. Jake Kreitel gets his first field goal of the ball game. 45-20. 17 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hawks come back with the ball. Kitten gets it to Tino. Down to Grant Schmidt on the wing. Grant out here in three-point territory. His pass deflected. Picked up by Tino near the 10-second line. Tino now to Grant Schmidt. Bounce pass down on the baseline. There's Hunter Fisher. His shot from short range is no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. After three at C.L. Jones Middle School, St. Cecilia 45 and Donovan Trumbull 20.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Get the night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Bureau Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High Tigers are leading Grand Island Northwest after the first quarter. That's in the B5 semifinal up in Grand Island. Hastings High leading the Vikings by a score of 7-4. End of the third quarter. It's a Bergen out on top of UTAN by a score of 32-11. That in boys high school basketball. UTAN hasn't made a field goal since the first quarter. 45-20 here. Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 25-point lead over Donovan Trumbull. And now the Hawks drawing a personal foul down here as they took the ball to the hole. And a foul is going to be called on Donovan Trumbull. Going to the free throw line is going to be Zach Kitten for Hastings St. Cecilia. Kitten has got 7 points in the ball game. He is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He'll have two shots here. His first one is going to be no good. Southern Valley out on top of North Platte St. Pat's. It is 38-34. That's in boys basketball action. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in, so Kitten hits a free throw. And now St. Cecilia applying some pressure back here in the backcourt as they got a 26-point lead in this one as they continue to work on a few things here. And now head coach Steve Hartman for Donovan Trumbull. Does he call a timeout? Yes. Donovan Trumbull calls a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Kearney is leading Fremont 45-31. They're after three quarters and in girls high school basketball. That's a district competition. 46-20 here. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Donovan Trumbull in boys play in the C2-9 final at C.L. Jones Middle School. Here's a Donovan Trumbull with the ball. They finally get into the offensive zone. Turner throws up a three. It's going to be an air ball. No good. St. Cecilia watches it go out of bounds. Noah Keller can't get there to retrieve the ball, and the Hawks will play things in. St. Cecilia led 16-3 at the end of the first quarter, and this one has not been a contest here tonight. Hawks beat the Donovan Trumbull by 30 during the regular season, 52-22. Could be heading to a very similar result here tonight with a score at 46-20 as we approach the 7-minute mark here in this fourth quarter of play. Seth Kierkegaard has got it out here in three-point territory, sends it to the far sideline to Asher, moves it down to the baseline, and a shot from just inside the ring is good. Brooks Asher scoring there for St. Cecilia. He's now got 14 points in the ballgame. 48-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a Nolan Keller back into the ballgame now for Donovan Trumbull. He gives it to Ben Turner. Turner now to Jake Kreitel. Kreitel dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane, and the ball is going to be knocked loose, but a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Asher of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. High school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. 48-20 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 28-point lead here in this one. Tristan Stevens moves the ball down in the right corner. They get it out here to Jake Kreitel. Now in the side to Christensen. Takes it down the lane. Puts up a shot over Kitt. That's going to be no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Kierkegaard. Seth Kierkegaard with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Flies up the near sideline. Kierkegaard down in the corner to Asher. Takes the ball in the paint. Puts it up there left-handed. His shot no good. Rebound battled for. It comes out here in the bounce as Tristan Stevens grabs the ball now for Donovan Trumbull down in the corner to Keller. He drives the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked down by Boyd. Derrick Boyd with the block. Ball is in the hands now of Kierkegaard. He falls down the 10-second line. It's picked up here by Stevens into the forecourt now for Donovan Trumbull to Keller. Keller brings it back out to Christensen to Stevens. Wide open. Three-pointer good. Tristan Stevens knocks down a three-pointer on the right wing, and now we got a timeout. Donovan Trumbull, they call the TO. 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. We'll be back with more after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kierkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight at 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow we'll be in Grand Island. Grand Island Central Catholic School for Hastings St. Cecilia girls and the Centurions of Centura. That's a district championship ball game with a winner moving on to the state tournament next week in Lincoln. On the air with the pregame show at 6:45 tomorrow night, 7 o'clock for the tip. Centura and Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. 48-23 is our score here. The St. Cecilia boys to the lead over Donovan Trumbull. Asher from the deep left corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is picked up here by Kreitel for Donovan Trumbull streaking down the near sideline. He stops. The ball tipped away. Kreitel picks her back up. Jake gets into the hands now of Noah Keller as he drives into the basket, and he has the ball ripped out of his hands there by Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard has got it now to Asher. He drives the length of the floor and shot no good, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands. And let's see, we got to no foul. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. A lot of contact down there. No foul called with a 25-point lead. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. They get it to Asher in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Brooks just slid down the lane. They got him the ball off of the inbound, and he lays it in easily. Asher now is 16 in the ball game. He scored 13 the other night against Superior. It's 50-23. Facing St. Cecilia with a lead here. They've led it from the very opening tap here tonight. Noah Keller with the ball. The Kreitel spins toward the baseline. Now puts up a little 10-footer off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard leads a 3-on-3 break. Down in the corner now to Asher. Back out to Kierkegaard. Comes across the top. That's Kitt with the ball. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Scoop shot is up there. No good. Rebound Boyd. Boyd tries to go back up, but there's Cardinals hanging all over him. Now the ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Seeley. Seeley now to Kierkegaard for three. Shot no good. Rebound Boyd. Follow shot good. Derrick Boyd finally gets one to go down there for St. Cecilia. Boyd has now got 4 points in the ballgame. It's 52-23. St. Cecilia now with the lead with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in this one, we'll name our player of the game. We'll have our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Nolan Keller with the ball.
Keller now to Ben Turner. Circles around, drives it down the right side of the lane. The ball is poked away. Now we got a kicking violation on Kierkegaard as he tried to reach down to pick it up. So Donovan Trumbull turns it over for the 13th time tonight. St. Cecilia's now got 11 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull playing things in off of the far side. Saturday afternoon, we're going to have Hastings College women's basketball for you here on 1230 KHS. Semifinals of the GPAC tournament. Hastings College will take on number 3-ranked Concordia on Saturday afternoon. That's a 3 o'clock tip-off time is what they have it scheduled for. 2:45 for the Pepsi pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Donovan Trumbull down the lane. Tristan Stevens gets the field goal. That maybe went around the rim 3 or 4 times and finally spun down to the hole. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. 52-25, St. Cecilia with the lead. And now Asher is tied up in the play, and a foul is going to be called. Asher trying to drive the baseline there. He was tied up in the play. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on the Ben Turner, and that's going to be his first. Team foul number 6. Donovan Trumbull here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come out here to a Dayton Seeley entry pass. It's right through the fingertips of Boyd, and the ball is going to be brought out of there by Donovan Trumbull. That's Tom Pfeiffer into the ball game now for the Cardinals. Pfeiffer gets the ball into the forecourt. Tristan Stevens with it now to Ben Turner. Gets away from Tino, open for 3, takes a shot, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Asher, dribbles behind his back, brings it across the 10-second line, cuts it back to the center of the floor, and then throws the ball away. Asher trying to get it down in the corner to Grant Schmidt and threw it wide of the target. 13 turnovers now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes Hunter Fisher in the ball game for St. Cecilia. Blaine Boyd is going to check in. Here comes Farmer into the ball game as head coach Kevin Asher clears the bench here with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. A sub-district final here tonight at C.L. Jones Middle School. The Hawks really have not been tested all week long. They beat Superior Tuesday night 72-29, and they're barely breaking a sweat here tonight, 52-25. Hawks have the lead over Donovan Trumbull here in the finals. Here's Logan Schultz with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. His head coach Steve Hartman has got some new guys into the ball game as well for the final 3 minutes plus in this one. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hunter Fisher, and then he loses the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. And Donovan Trumbull gets it right back again. The winner plays either Ravenna or Gibbon. That is coming up on Monday night at a site to be determined. And game time to be determined as soon as we figure out who won the other side of this district tournament tonight. A lot of action going on throughout the state. There's a Schultz with the ball out here in three-point territory. Stops, sends it to the far sideline to Reed Schultz. Schultz moves it to the top of the key. Gives it over to Logan Schultz again on the far sideline on the wing. Tristan Stevens now with the ball. Stevens takes it to the free throw line. He stops there. There's Tom Pfeiffer. He moves it to the right side of the lane again. Now hands it away to Schultz. He stops the three. Is up there at in. Reed Schultz scoring there for a three-pointer for Donovan Trumbull. That's his second tray of the ball game. It's now 52-28. St. Cecilia's got the lead. They beat this team earlier this year 52-22 during the regular season. Now 52-28. Entry pass. They get it there. The Grant Schmidt is poked away. Schmidt picks her back up for St. Cecilia. Hunter Fisher out to Tino from the elbow. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Stevens. Tristan Stevens down the right sideline. With the basketball there is going to be Reed Schultz out to Stevens. Stevens moves it inside the free throw circle against Hunter Fisher. Bounce pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted by Tino. Tino into the backcourt to retrieve the ball. Drives for the hole. Shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. Alex Tino is going to go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia with a minute and 57 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. So Alex Tino to the free throw line. He's got 2 points so far tonight on a field goal. He's not shot a free throw so far tonight. Alex Tino to the line here for St. Cecilia. He scored 8 points the other night against Superior. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. 53-28. Wilcox Hildreth has beaten Heartland Lutheran tonight in their sub-district final. Final score of 70-55. Next shot by Tino is up there and in. So it's now a 54-28 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here as we're just by the 2 minute mark here in this one. Brent Johnson with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull has got it as both coaches have cleared the benches here Late in his basketball game, moving to the left on the dribble is going to be Reed Schultz. Sends it to the far sideline, dribbling inside and putting up a shot is Brent Johnson, and he scores. Brent Johnson gets the field goal. 54-30 is the score now. St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. It's going to be Farmer with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Grant Schmidt. Moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Puts up a little short jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound Tino. Tino sends it back down to Schmidt. And his shot is up and in. Tino gets the assist. Grant Schmidt gets the field goal. Grant now with 6 points in the ball game. 56-30 is the score. Logan Schultz with it now to Reed Schultz out here in three-point territory. Back to Logan. His shot for three is up there. Bombs away. No good. Rebound comes down to Boyd. Wayne Boyd gets it away. Down to Farmer as he hustles across the 10-second line. Down to Alex Tino. Down in the corner again to Farmer. We got a foul called. Nope, it's just out of bounds. It's out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Sutton has won tonight as they beat Southern by a score of 50-45. So Sutton, 50, Southern 45 in boys high school basketball action. St. Cecilia with the ball on the far sideline, leading here by a score of 56-30. Farmer sends it down to the baseline to Hunter Fisher, brings it back to Farmer. Skip pass goes to the far side, now to Austin Esch, who's into the ball game, brings it back to Farmer. He'll fire up a three-pointer. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound Boyd. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound Boyd. Follow shot, good, and he's fouling the play. Wayne Boyd gets the offensive board and the putback there. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Reed Schultz is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. So it's going to be Blaine Boyd going to the free throw line. He's a 57% foul shooter on the season. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good as he misses that one. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull now with 13 seconds to play. Hawks are leading by 28 points here in the basketball game. It's 58-30. Logan Schultz with the ball. Near his side, he has a long-range jumper put up there. No good, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull basketball as they will play things in. So Donovan Trumbull plays it in one more time here. Underneath their own basket. Logan Schultz just lobs it into the lane, forcing up a shot there. And it's going to be no good, and that's the end of the ball game as Hastings St. Cecilia wins this sub-district easily here this week with a couple of convincing wins the other night over Superior 72-29, and they win tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 58-30. So Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 23 wins and one loss on the season. They'll play again on Monday in the district championship game against either Ravenna or Gibbon. Donovan Trumbull, they end their year with a mark of 8-14. Again, the final score is St. Cecilia 58, Donovan Trumbull 30. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Right now, get $50 to $125 back on select Firestone Farm radial tires, including AD2 tractor and Destination Farm implement tires. Visit your certified Firestone Farm tire dealer or firestoneag.com for details. Restrictions apply. Rebate ends March 31st, 2015. Rebate paid on a prepaid card issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Expiration applies.
Don't miss the Firestone radial rebate at your area CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
KHAS.
All right, back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia all over Donovan Trumbull, winning the sub-district championship. 58-30 over Donovan Trumbull tonight. Hawks jumped down to a 16-3 lead in the first quarter. It was 33-9 at halftime. 45-20 after three. 58-30. The final score is St. Cecilia will move on to the district championship ball game. On Monday, we'll get you some final numbers brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. Located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings, shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Brooks Asher 16 points in the ball game for Hastings Saints SA. Seth Kierkegaard, he was also in double figures with 12. The other scorers for the Hawks, Dayton Seeley had 4 points. Grant Schmidt had 6. Hunter Fisher had 2. Alex Tino had 4 points. Derek Boyd had 4. Zach Kitten had 8 points. And Blaine Boyd came through with 2 tonight. Saints SA unofficially 14 turnovers in the ball game, and they were 14 out of 20 from the free throw line. Donovan Trumbull tonight hit 4 out of 8 from the charity stripe. They turned the ball over 15 times. Nobody in double figures tonight for Donovan Trumbull. Ben Turner had 3. Noah Keller had 8 points. Tristan Stevens had 6. Brent Johnson had 2. Reed Schultz had 6. Jake Kreitel had 2. And Zach Christensen had 3 points tonight. So again, Hastings Saints SA wins it over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 58-30. Stay tuned for the player of the game coming up next in the Coach's Postgame Show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
So Hastings Saints to say you wins it here tonight by a score of 58-30. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, frontliners really didn't see much playing time here tonight for the Hawks as they had a bunch of guys scoring this ball game again. Bricks Asher leading the way scoring-wise. He had 16. Seth Kierkegaard, 12 points in the ball game. Zach Kitten had 8 points for the Blue Hawks. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings Saints SA will be their leading scorer, Brooks Asher. Asher had one three-pointer in the basketball game here tonight. Asher had 4 2-point field goals, and he was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Brooks Asher coming through with 16 points in the basketball game, 10 in the first half, 6 more in the second half. Brooks Asher, our player of the game tonight for Hastings Saints SA. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
So, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight by a score of 58-30 over Donovan Trumbull as Hastings St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher joins us on the post-game show. And, Coach, as we expected, they played zone all night. You were pretty effective against the zone, got to a big lead, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the old town team zones that you see, and it was very effective. You know, it took a little bit of the inside game away early, but Seth Kierkegaard gets us going with a couple three-pointers, and Brooks had one there. And, you know, just overall good effort in the first half. I thought our defense was tremendous.
Yeah, you only allow, 9 points in the first half of play to Donovan Trumbull. Like I said, the defense really hunkered down and just about everything they wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of difficult to guard in certain areas because they're going to drive it at you. And, you know, you got to stay in a good stance and you got to be help in help position. But then they've got a couple of shooters on the perimeter also that are dangerous. So it's not like you can totally help. But I really thought our kids did a nice job of just, you know, being tough, not fouling a lot early on in the basketball game. And that's really important, you know. They could drive it, but we didn't foul. And we had some nice help with the block shot here and there.
Got a lot of folks in the ball game again. I think the depth is going to be the big story when we move on now in the next four ball games, hopefully. Your depth is playing a big role here in this tournament so far.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, you look at the scoring column, a lot of kids in it again, and we're playing nine consistently throughout the basketball game, and they're all fulfilling the roles. I thought at times, you know, in the third quarter, we got a little out of sorts at about the four-minute mark. We weren't talking on defense. We'd grab a ball and think we're going to get to the other end in 100 miles an hour, and we needed to just slow down. I mean, both teams were complaining that the ball had too much air, and it really was. I mean, these district officials get the ball, and they say, hey, here's a brand-new basketball, and it was just bouncy, and both teams were complaining, and it's a deal where, you know, it's not like the regular season, and then, you know, kids get a little frustrated with that when they can't put the ball on the floor the correct way.
Overinflated balls, not like the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And it's you know, it's just the way it is. I mean, we saw it when we got them out of the box at our place for our district tournament, and I just said, geez, we got to work these out because these are not good basketballs for the kids to be playing with it right at this time of the year.
Do you know where the ball boy was when they brought those things out? He didn't make a stop in the restroom, did he?
No, I think he's – I don't know where he's at.
So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight, 58-30. Really did not get tested in this sub-district at all with a couple of easy wins. Are you concerned about that now as we head down the stretch?
No, not at all. We're going to see a quality opponent again Monday. You know, this time of the year, like we've talked about, you know, you might not get, you know, the close game, but you've got to be prepared. I mean, everybody is, you know, obviously we're in with our PowerPoints and our kids are going to officially find that out tomorrow. We've held it off this long, but they've talked about it. But they want to win a district title. And if you're a competitor, just like tonight, we could have came out and been flat and so forth, and our kids just refused to allow that to creep into their mentality. And that's kind of what I reminded them about there in the middle of the third quarter was, hey, we're not doing some of the things that our habits that we try to build into our culture. And hopefully, you know, they sharpen those up a little bit as we finish the basketball game. And, you know, you're going into a district final and one team's, you know, already in and the other one's fighting to get in. There's not going to be any letdown in either club.
And you got to give your kids credit because they have known they're going to be playing in the state tournament for the last week and a half or so. They didn't let that bother them this week. They played with like their season was on the line.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about, you know, before the district tournament started. You got stung by a wild card system last year. You know, you didn't take care of business in one of the basketball games or whatever it was through the year. And your mentality and focus is you've got to go out because that other team's trying to, you know, take something away from you. And if it isn't pride, it's just your competitiveness. And you got to be ready to go every single night. So we're excited to be where we're at. We're playing in the game that we wanted to play in at the beginning of the year.
What were you most pleased about in these two sub-district basketball games?
Well, the balance was really good. Scoring the basketball, and then I thought our role players, kids that aren't the big in the scoring column, you know, really came up big, like Seth Kierkegaard does tonight, you know, and Alex Tino, Grant Schmidt had nice ball games in both games. You know, just the defensive intensity didn't let up either. And that's, you know, we can talk about it every day, but it takes a lot of work to play as hard as, you know, we do it man-to-man. And definitely it was in our favor. I mean, that's just got to be your backbone the rest of the year.
All right, two games down and hopefully, four games to go here in your journey down the state tournament road here with another tough ball game. We haven't got a final score in yet on Ravenna or Gibbon. A couple of teams that are very capable on Monday night.
Yeah, they are. You know, if you're playing on Monday night, you've done something right in the last 2 to 3 weeks of the season because of the way the game is, played and so forth. But, you know, you might have stumbled somewhere along the way. But your kids believe if you're playing on Monday night that you got an opportunity, and that's exactly where we're at, is trying to, be ready to go. The preparation will be over the weekend, which is a little bit different at times, but our kids are really focused, and, you know, they want a district championship as bad as the other team we're going to play.
Okay, have a good weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings Saints, to say again, the Hawks win it tonight by a score of 58-30. Over Donovan Trumbull. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Back here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Over Donovan Trumbull, just checking to see if we can get you a final score, and that's a Ravenna-Gibbon ball game. That's who St. Cecilia will play next on Monday night. A couple of the scores that we do have in, we'll get you a scoreboard update here brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Or online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Hastings High Tigers in girls play leading Grand Island Northwest at halftime. The score is 17-11. In boys district tournament action, it was Wilcox Hildreth over Heartland Lutheran tonight by a score of 70-55. The Sutton Mustangs, they came up winners tonight as they knocked off Southern by a score of 50-45. Grand Island Central Catholic winners over Wood River, 55-41. And in girls' play, it was Kearney over Fremont by a score of 59-44. So the Kearney High Bearcats heading to the state tournament for girls. Boys basketball, Gothenburg advances. They beat Cozad tonight by the score of 59-42. Just checking some other final scores we have in. Nothing really coming in from our area right now. Here's the final score in. It was Ravenna beating Gibbon tonight by a score of 58-44. So 58-44, Ravenna has knocked off Gibbon tonight. So that means it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia taking on the Ravenna Blue Jays next Monday night. And the game will be played at Grand Island Central Catholic at 7 o'clock. So everything's all set up for you to be Hastings St. Cecilia against Ravenna coming up on Monday night, 7 o'clock. At Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll wrap things up from the C.L. Jones Middle School here in Minden. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 58-30. For 1230 KHAS Sports, this is Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.